You're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee. And before we get back into the music, a shout out to all friends of the show listening digitally and on the many stations carrying it on the AM/FM frequencies across the country and beyond, including those on and around the Rosebud Territory in South Dakota, dialed into 88.1 FM on KOYA. It's good to have you here, friends. And before our hour is up, we're going to enjoy a new one in the rotation from Amanda Rayom, a song that has tremendous significance. In fact, there is an interlude that's included with this that will give you a little bit of background on a profound song. So stick around and get your good listening ears on for an important track before we do part ways. In this block is a song from Yaya Babe, but right now it's English singer-songwriter Jake Aaron. His It'll Be All Right was released October 10th, and it is a sneak peek of great music yet to come from this talented jazz guitarist. Turn it up and enjoy, and let me know what you think about it. I'll be back with you one last time today on The Mainstream.
stir it up. Turn it over till it ain't the same no more. 'Cause I've been running, hot-tailing, but I can't run no more. So if it's gotta be, hey, let it be. So if I step out on faith, for heaven's sake, let it be.
Anin, this is Alexa Dawson, and you're listening to Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thank you.
Automatic's Black Box from their Is It Now album today on the mainstream. We also heard Yaya Bey's Raisins, and once again, it was a recent addition into the rotation courtesy of English songwriter Jake Aaron, who's collaborated with some of the greats throughout his years, including but certainly not limited to John Etheridge and Steve Lauder. That's about all I have for you right now. Thank you so much for joining me on your new favorite show. I'll be back before you know it. And as always, check those listings for the many times and ways you can catch me on your favorite local airwaves. I do broadcast 7 days a week, 3 hours a day. So if you're just not getting enough on the traditional radio, you're always welcome to head on over to mainstreamradio.net and listen from the device of your choice. 24/7, that's right. Literally, you can check out the full digital archive 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Right now, it is with great honor that we're introducing a live take on Métis singer-songwriter Amanda Rayom's song number 44. This is the Live from the Woodshed edition, and it is a deeply moving song inspired by the life and experiences of Robert Morasty, a Métis residential school survivor from Saskatchewan. In fact, you're going to hear from him right after the song, so don't go anywhere. Amanda had this to say about the release. She said, "I chose to release this version in late September as we approach the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation to ensure the voices and experience of Métis survivors are also acknowledged." She continued, "Recording it in this way, with live strings, heartfelt performance, and deep respect, was my way of paying homage to Robert's story and the Métis experience, which is too often left out of the wider narrative." I'm going to get out of the way, and right now, put on your good ears and listen to Amanda Rayom's number 44, Live from the Woodshed, for your consideration and approval today on the mainstream.
about 1956. That's when I first entered the residential school. I was born in 1951. Number 44 was my name. That's how I was addressed to. I didn't know my name much as Robert while I was in the residential school. Everything was numbered, your hat, your jacket, your mitts, your shoes, your pants, your shirt. It was all number 44. Our bed was number 44. Where we sat was number 44. Our sheets, our towels were numbered, our toothbrush was numbered, and our glass was numbered. Everybody was a number. We were like little rabbits. We knew exactly where to go. We knew exactly what to do.
This is Sarah Kay from Thunder Bay, Ontario, and you're listening to The Mainstream with Brett Mabee.
I was told I could be anything that I wanted to be. Well, God said you can't make money if you fulfill your dreams. But if you look at the people that are better than me, trying to find a way around this power scheme. What's it all mean? 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 Get up, go to work, go to sleep, and with me you can't seem to meet these. Working hard like machines, broken heart, torn apart, making sure you're closed off and avoid getting hurt to preserve your self-worth. What's it all mean? 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 Should I drink or do drugs since I only live once? Or ask God for some help so I don't go to hell? Or invest in my health in the quiet of much wealth? Either way, it's all vain, cause we end up the same. What's it all mean? 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 If I keep it slow and steady, then I win the race. Got my eyes on the prize, let's take it day by day. Even though on the journey we might fall on the way. Now if you fall seven times, make sure you get back up, babe. What's it all mean? What's it all mean? That's what it all means. What's it all mean? What's it all mean? That's what it all means. What does a must come down? What goes around comes around. Round the sun we revolve. Life itself still evolves. Lots of things we don't know. Always more room to grow. Everything still goes on. After we're dead and gone, life goes on. 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 Life goes on.
Native Voice 1, the Native American Radio Network.